Walter Tula Road Rage, you want in 654-7627. You know, hey, by the way, during this time, until sports resumes, we're all in this together. And if you appreciate what we're doing here, and I'm bringing you 4 hours of sports every single day, and you appreciate what we're doing, you're part of the show. So that means, you know, you get in on the phone lines. We're conducting business as always. Yesterday, the lines were pretty jammed, and that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. We're continuing to do business. We're continuing to provide you an outlet to get away from the madness that's happening out there, and you're a part of that. So 654-7627, 654-7627. You want to get in and join the conversation. Let's get going. Also, I saw this article that I mentioned earlier from Adam Schein, and he was listing the nine most impactful free agent acquisitions. And one, he lists Tom Brady. So he received a 2-year contract with $50 million guaranteed, up to $5 million each year in performance-based incentives. The deal includes a no-trade clause, a no-tag clause, all that stuff. And he says, okay, is he still playing at the GOAT level? That's debatable, but I fully expect him to shine in his age 43 season. This is him talking, not me. Although, I agree with all that. I think you're going to see, as I said before, my biggest concern with this issue is Brady having the time to work with these guys, to know, you know, where they want the ball, how they want the ball. I mean, the chemistry that's necessary, the chemistry that he built up with Edelman all those years. By the way, the chemistry which he had none of with the two rookie receivers. You know, I think that, you know, here at least he has experienced players to deal with, and I think it's going to be much easier to find chemistry. Plus, for the first time in a while, Brady's actually going to have receivers who, you know, get open. You know, Brady had no luxury last year of that. There was nobody getting open. You know, it didn't take long for teams to figure it out. It's what Aikman said when he was doing the Patriots games, when he said, you know, they have practice squad receivers and Brady doesn't even have time to take a 3-step drop. He basically said there's no way anybody could quarterback this team. And it was the truth. And what teams did is, you know, they doubled Julian Edelman because there was nobody else to worry about and largely took him away. And then they put a cornerback on James White because he was the next best receiver. I mean, that's how sad the Patriots situation was, that the Patriots' second best receiver was James White, a running back, who, by the way, may be in decline. So I think that's all right. He goes on to say, Brady was hardly the issue for a sagging Patriots offense last season. The receiving core was lacking. The run game sorely missed injured fullback James Devlin, as we've said a million times. One man, even when that man is Brady, can only do so much. But with his new supporting cast in Tampa, Brady can be Brady again. This is a division-winning kind of move. It's the type of signing that puts a team in Super Bowl contention. See, and I agree with that. He said Brady and offensive guru Bruce Arians will make sweet music together. The Bucs will have the best receiver duo in the NFL with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Best receiver duo in the NFL. I'd have to think about that. And Brady will maximize tight end O.J. Howard's talent. Agree. While taking full advantage of tight end Cameron Brate's red zone savvy. Agree. Defensively, the Bucs have plenty of talent. You know, by the way, it was being reported widely in the last few days that, you know, Tampa was going to need to still upgrade that defensive front again because Ndamukong Suh formed a great pairing with Vita Vea last year, but that Suh was not going to be retained. I saw an article that I retweeted today. Maybe it was a tweet. I don't even recall now, but it said that the Bucs are re-upping Ndamukong Suh. You know, that's really good news. You talk about strange bedfellows. When Ndamukong Suh was playing for Miami, he was basically trying to injure Brady every time they played him. But now they're all going to be part of the same system, and apparently Sue is going to stay in Tampa Bay. And if that's the case, that Tampa Bay defensive line next year could really be special. That's an aside. It says the edge rushing duo of Shaquille Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul just combined for 28 sacks. That was with JPP missing six games. Meanwhile, veteran linebacker Lavonte David remains one of the NFL's most critically underrated stars, while linebacker Devin White looked like the real deal as a rookie. No question all that's true. He says, I think Tampa's going to win at least, he puts in italicized letters, at least 11 games. Wouldn't be something if the Bucs become the first team ever to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium with a great Tom Brady on board. It's absolutely possible. You know, I believe all that. I think that's all absolutely possible. And wouldn't that be unbelievable? Wouldn't the greats? I mean, look, this guy's already, you know, first of all, in terms of, and I've said this before, but in terms of their places in history, Brady and Belichick's places are secured. If you're still trying to put forth that argument, suggesting that either one of them are less than historically elite, you're an idiot. I mean, I'm just sorry. That's the way it is. Because they are both incredible. And that's how you get to 6 to 9 Super Bowls and win 6 of them in a salary cap era. What they have done in combination has been unbelievable. But wouldn't the ultimate GOAT thing be at 43 years old? First of all, you know, I'm never going to judge anybody at 43 years old, because at 43 years old, you're not supposed to be playing football. Period. You know, there's no real history of 43-year-olds playing quarterback other than George Blanda. All right, so it's not something that's even supposed to happen. So in a real sense, whatever happens moving forward with Brady is just gravy. If he gets Tampa Bay to a playoff, it just, again, will scream his goatness. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think it's a little bit of a disadvantage. Well, it's a significant disadvantage that he hasn't had a chance to play with any of these guys. You don't know when he will due to the present environment. Two of the biggest free agent moves, according to Adam Schein, DeAndre Hopkins going to Arizona. Let me get Malcolm in here. Malcolm's back on. Malcolm.
Whoa, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Malcolm. I appreciate you getting in.
Listen, I called a few minutes ago. I don't know how I dialed you. I have no idea I was dialing you. You kept saying, Malcolm, Malcolm. Is there another Malcolm? Well, I guess accidentally I called, and I apologize for that.
That's fine, Malcolm. No worries.
Okay. Now, then I got you. I want you to tell me, is this going to be the year that Atlanta wins 12 or 7 games? Which one?
It's not going to be 12 because they're the third place team in my view. I mean, Bucky Brooks thinks Todd Gurley's going to be the MVP, but I think that he'll be lucky if he carries it 150 times. I think Atlanta is the, as we start to look ahead, I think Atlanta's probably the third place team, because I can't see them supplanting New Orleans, and I can't see them supplanting this Tampa Bay team, or passing or finishing above, I should say, this Tampa Bay team. I think that puts them more, Malcolm, like right in the middle. You know, I think they're like an 8-8 team, you know, and so I don't think there's going to be the 11-12 boost. I mean, look, they obviously have receiver talent. They're still trying to figure out some things with that offensive line and that defense. I would expect them to address. Go ahead.
What was their record last year? What was their record last
year? Let me just see if I have that here instead of guessing. I think they were 7-9. I don't. Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah, I have it in front of me. They were 7-9. Okay. In that division last year, New Orleans was 13-3. Atlanta and Tampa were both 7-9. And it's pretty easy to see which of those two teams improved the most, unless you're Bucky Brooks. And Carolina was 5-11.
Okay, so I'm putting them second. I'm putting them ahead of New Orleans. I know I'm crazy. I know nothing about football, Ward. I'm a basketball guy.
I'm starting to think your phone issues might be related to you calling me from happy hour. How is Atlanta gonna pass New Orleans? Again, New Orleans won 13 games last year, Atlanta won 7. What has Atlanta done? I mean,
You just told me that Drew Brees is on the downslide.
I did tell you that.
And last year Atlanta was 7-9. So this is the year that they flip it and go 11-5, 11-2, whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, there is a little bit of history in that regard, Malcolm. You know, so maybe you're not too far off.
I'm not totally crazy, Walt. I'm totally crazy. But having said that, Matt Ryan is definitely not a Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm sorry. He's just not.
I don't think he is either. I don't think you should get to the Hall of Fame without a ticket.
I think he's an outstanding young man. He's done a good job in Atlanta, but not a Hall of Fame, though.
He did win a championship. He won a summer league church co-ed basketball league title with Matthew Stafford. What? Seriously. Wow. That's not a joke.
I heard that last year.
Thank you, Malcolm. The fact that you're paying a guy over $100 million and he's playing basketball is a little bit disconcerting in itself. But I don't see it. I think the Saints. Look, here's the thing. The Saints' addition of Emmanuel Sanders was enormous. I mean, I think that's one of the better free agent acquisitions. He's such a perfect complementary piece to what they do, and I think it changes their needs in the draft, too. In fact, we'll see where Adam Schein comes in on Emmanuel Sanders. I think he did a really nice job with this list. I basically agree with the order and everything else. I think the most significant move was Brady. I think the second most significant was Nuke Hopkins. Nuke Hopkins going, and look, if you extrapolate it out and you look long term, Hopkins will be the more important of the moves. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Easy Lawn and Garden and the Husqvarna Automower. The Husqvarna Automower has been the best-selling automower worldwide for over 25 years. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from Easy Lawn and Garden, you return it for a full exchange. Are you kidding me? Who does that? Only people who are extremely confident in their product. You know why? Because everybody that we know that went to Easy Lawn and Garden and bought one of these things has loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. They write us, they call us, unsolicited testimonials. Why? Well, because when your neighbors are out doing their lawn in 100 degrees and 100% humidity, you're going to be inside sucking on a sweet tea. And your lawn is going to be thick, green, and luxurious because this operates on the principle of the grazing animal and cuts the most minute amount possible so your lawn is never shocked. It automatically grows thick and luxurious. Meanwhile, your neighbor's lawns are going to look, you know, awful. And they're going to think you made some sort of deal with the devil. No, you just made a deal with Easy Lawn and Garden for a Husqvarna Automower. Comes in 6 sizes. It'll be fit to your specific property. I mean, the thing is just amazing. Uphills, downhills, around objects. Takes itself to the back, to the base when it needs to be recharged. No one is ever going to see your lawn being mowed. I mean, that's the way it works. Hey, you need to go see my friends at Easy Lawn and Garden. They're your trusted, veteran, and family-owned and operated dealer for over 40 years. It's Easley Lawn and Garden, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. We'll take a quick break. You want in? Now's a good time. 654-7627.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's an important time to support locals like Joe's New York Pizza in Clemson and Seneca. Now open Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 7, with takeout, curbside, and delivery at both locations. And Clemson has patio dining, weather permitting, serving up the sauce they've become so well known for. Joe's New York Pizza, make them your choice for takeout, curbside, and delivery Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 7. In Clemson, call 722-5464. In Seneca, call 888-0009. Joe's New York Pizza.
If you're a business owner, you're familiar with this situation. Health insurance rates have soared, so have deductibles. Your group is mostly healthy, but every year the rate goes up. You know, there could be a better way. It's not right for everyone, but we've helped a lot of people. If you and I were to sit down and review a few strategies together, and I identified $25,000 you had no idea you were losing, is that a conversation you'd want to have? If so, call me at 864-INSURE-YOU. That's 467-8738. There's thousands of people who do what we do. I'm proud of my team and the great work we do. In fact, we were just recognized as the best insurance agency in the upstate. Thank you for believing in us, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
If you have been arrested for DUI or any other criminal offense, you may be facing significant consequences and probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. Do you feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Clemson's local attorney, Nick Lavery, is here to represent you and help get you through this tough time. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. And online at nicklaverylaw.com.
It's not too early to start thinking about new porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Storm Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamet, Summer Classics, Resesto Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can place special orders now and have your furniture delivered in time for the warm weather that will be coming. Special preseason prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Storm Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's.
Craft Stove Storm and Patio.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Choice. I did not believe the information.
Waltip to the Red Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or a personal injury, or you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney, who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick Lavery today, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, to schedule your appointment. Also, check out his website for more info at Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, NickLaveryLaw.com. When you call, tell him I sent you. It's the way this deal works. The caller off here, Ramona, wanted to know what?
Andy wanted to know about the Broncos moves.
Well, look, I mean, he obviously lost an elite corner, but you added A.J. Boye, and I think that really mitigates that loss. I think it's a good pickup. I think it'll be a good fit in that system. I like what Denver is doing. We won't get to the AFC today. But I like the direction Denver is going now. And when I look at their weapons, you know, bringing in Melvin Gordon was a tremendous complimentary piece for Philip Lindsay. Now you have two talented backs. They're both versatile. I think that'll really help Drew Lock. I'm fascinated to see how they utilize those guys. I think that was a big addition. Look, my expectation is somebody to play opposite Courtland Sutton, and I think they would love to have a real speed guy. I mean, I think the guy they probably covet is Henry Ruggs. The problem is I think other people may covet him too. And I don't know whether he's still going to be there when Denver selects or not, and that's at 15. If Denver wants to get Ruggs, they may have to try and orchestrate a move up. But the best thing I like about Denver right now is I like what I saw Drew Lock last year. I mean, Elway has so screwed up this quarterback situation for as long as I can remember now, but I think he bumped into one in Drew Lock. I think... Drew Lock, there's some Marino-esque elements to Drew Lock. He has a big time arm, and I think he's showing more leadership than you thought he might have had at Missouri. A little more of an it factor than you thought he might have had. So, look, I think the AFC West is going to be much more competitive than it was last year, because I think both Denver and Oakland and the Chargers too. I mean, you know, the Chargers finished in last place in that division. They won like five games. With their level of talent, that's hard to believe. Now, they certainly suffered some injuries. But, you know, when we look at divisions, we talk about which divisions are the best. I think that division is the AFC West going to be fairly loaded. And we'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. I want to get to these odds also. I want to bounce back to sort of wrap up the Clemson basketball discussion that we were engaged in before Mick Mixon, the Carolina play-by-play joined us earlier today. So I want to bounce back to that in a little bit, because I wasn't quite done with that topic. I want to cover it a little bit more. But on this Adam Schein list, which has Tom Brady as the most significant free agent move, it has Nuke Hopkins as second. Here's what it says. It says, it recites the deal, and then it says, the only thing missing from this transaction was a ski mask and a gun. Steve Keim robbed the Texans. I still can't believe this trade actually went down. Hopkins has been one of the very best receivers in the NFL for years, even when he was paired with quarterbacks like Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett, Brock Osweiler, and Tom Savage. You know, you forget how brutal those quarterbacks were, and Hopkins was still putting up numbers paired with that collection of slugs. I mean, I saw a throw today. It was against Tennessee, and Savage was the quarterback, and Hopkins was basically being single covered, And Savage made such a hideous throw that it was picked off. It says Hopkins, is, again, has been one of the best receivers in the NFL for years, even when he was paired with quarterbacks like Hoyer, Mallett, Osweiler, and Savage. The guy still put up numbers. With Deshaun Watson under center, he was predictively magical. Hopkins is flat-out megastar, and now with the Cardinals will get him at age 27 at the peak of his powers. With Cliff Kingsbury calling plays for a receiving corps that includes Hopkins, Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk, Kyler Murray will be in heaven. I don't bat an eye if Hopkins leads the lead in catches and yards this year. Look, I think the Kyler Murray Hopkins connection is going to be golden. Kyler Murray can extend plays like no other, perhaps than Lamar Jackson, and he's just scratched the surface of what he's going to be. Kyler Murray is utterly sensational, and I have no doubt he has the right stuff to win a Super Bowl in this league. You know, it's a long road from where. You know, Kyler Murray was not drafted by one of these teams that moved up to get him. That was a mid-level team or a better than mid-level team. He was drafted by arguably the worst team in the league, and so lots of change needed to be to take place, and some of it is. And by the way, Adam Schein shouldn't forget that those aren't the only receivers on this team. They drafted Andy Isabella, the speed demon out of UMass, the slot type guys. 5'9" and runs a 4.28 or whatever he runs, and then they're gonna get Hakeem Butler back. You know, he's the 6'6" receiver from Iowa State who averaged like 20 yards a catch at Iowa State and was an enormous red zone target, and he missed the entire year last year. He didn't play after they drafted him, so they're gonna have both of those guys too. This is why I really see upward mobility for the Cardinals. I think they're moving in the right direction at warp speed. The third player he lists is Calais Campbell. You know what? I don't understand any of these moves. I don't understand any of these moves. I don't understand how the Patriots let Tom Brady get out of there. I mean, Bill Belichick, the writers in the New England area believe that Belichick really thought Brady would return. And Brady basically warned them, and they didn't heed the warning. You know, and after 20 years, I think Brady felt like he was totally disrespected last year with the product New England put on the field on offense. And I think that the lack of just, sort of outright love, like, yeah, man, we need you back. Belichick's not capable of that. He's not capable of that. And I think after 20 years, Brady had had enough of it and just, doesn't want to play his last couple years in that environment anymore, where all you do is win Super Bowls and you're still not appreciated. Look, I don't care who you are, even if you're Tom Brady, everybody likes to be appreciated. And if no one ever tells you you are, well, guess what? Then you aren't. And then maybe you ought to look to go somewhere else. And that's what Tom Brady did. I think it's important in every business. If you have great people, who are really good at what they do, then you better make it known to them. And if you don't, you're bound to suffer. And you don't get great people back. And in this case, you're talking about the greatest of all time. And then, so I don't get that. I don't get the new Hopkins thing at all. I can come up with some rationale from a football standpoint to make it look a little less bad than it is, but it's still an insanely suspect decision, as Sham correctly points out. And then three is Calais Campbell. And again, I don't understand that at all. I mean, in a way, I may even understand this one less than any others. I have no idea what Jacksonville is doing. It appears to me that they are totally deconstructing with an intent on rebuilding from the bottom up again. But how do you let Calais Campbell go? Calais Campbell is one of the best pass rushers in football. It's not just that you let him go. You let him go to Baltimore for a fifth-round draft pick. This guy is not only an incredible football player, he still is. This is one of the best pass rushers in football, and he's a complete football player. He sets the edge. He rushes the passer. He does everything that you could want in a defensive lineman. He also won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And you let him go for a fifth-round draft pick. This is the insanity of this deal. Because I'm 100% certain you could have found someone who would have given you more than a fifth-round draft pick. Adam says in this piece, the perfect player going to the perfect team in the perfect city at the perfect time. I agree. Campbell's a sensational person and teammate, as we just described. The five-time Pro Bowler is an excellent, versatile, selfless defensive lineman who makes everyone around him better. What a boost to a unit that was already quite imposing. Baltimore's defense was arguably the best in the NFL in the second half of last season, but then Derrick Henry absolutely gashed the Ravens in the divisional round. Consequently, astute GM Eric DaCosta has brought in Campbell, as well as run-stopping extraordinaire Michael Brockers. You know, you forget about that, too, that he brought in Brockers. Brockers and Campbell are enormous additions to Baltimore. As of this moment, if I was picking one ultimate favorite to win the whole thing next year, I'd pick Baltimore. To make sure that doesn't happen again. Baltimore fans are brilliant. They appreciate great players in the trenches. They're going to adore Campbell. I agree with that. And you know what, Ramona? It's rare, as you know, that I agree with any of these people. I agree with every single one of these points so far. 1, 2, and 3. It's almost like I wrote this. 4. I agree with this one, too. Stephon Diggs. How he was acquired. I mean, it's insanity to think of all these guys who are really historically great players in some cases. And look, make no mistake about it, Nuke Hopkins is in the Hall of Fame. He's not there yet, but he's in the Hall of Fame. You know, Clemson went a long time without having a Hall of Fame player. Well, they have another one because that cat's going to the Hall of Fame. And he built a big part of that resume in Houston. He's going to build the second half of that resume in Arizona. You know, I mean, unless he drops off the face of the earth tomorrow, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Stephon Diggs, traded from Minnesota to Buffalo, along with a 2027th round pick in exchange for 2021st round pick, 5th round pick, 6th round pick, and a 2021 4th rounder. Now, the price was high, but the need was great. That's me saying that. Price was high, but the need was great. Buffalo has all these little gnat receivers. They needed a bigger receiver, a different body type than the John Brown body type. They needed better targets for Josh Allen. He's a perfect fit to what Buffalo is doing. It says the Bills are going to take the AFC East and win at least one home playoff game. I've already said that on the show, so I'm telling you, Ramona. Are you there, Ramona, by the way?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, because, again, I said it to you before, it's like I wrote this. He says, don't believe
me. I'm surprised you agree. I've hardly ever hear you agree with other people's lists.
I know. This guy's a genius. Either that or this is my pen name and I've forgotten. He says, don't believe me? Well, a year ago around this time, I predicted Buffalo would be the 2019 season Cinderella team. By the way, Ramona, so did I. I'm thinking maybe this is just my pen name because I said the same thing. I put Buffalo in the playoffs. And then they proceeded to post their best record of the millennium, 10-6, and hit the postseason. So I think I've earned some trust in this area, and this Diggs deal has me channeling my inner Joe Namath once again. Josh Allen needed a true number one receiver to go with deep threat John Brown and slot machine Cole Beasley. Exactly. The dynamic duo of GM Brandon Bean and head coach Sean McDermott got it done. I'm a huge Diggs fan, as was I, going all the way back to Maryland. This is my pen name, Ramon. This has to be. And not the least bit worried about some perceived diva concerns. McDermott will make sure his new playmaker understands and embraces this great Bills culture this regime is building. With Brady departing New England and Diggs arriving in Buffalo, the Bills are one of the big early winners of the offseason. I agree. I've already said before that I think the three favorites in the AFC in no particular order are Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City next year. And I'll get into more detail of that when we get to the AFC. But I agree with that sentiment completely. I don't think there's any question that's the case. I think Buffalo is the favorite to win that division. I would be almost surprised if they didn't. David on Brady, I'm going to get to you in 1 minute, David. Don't go anywhere. I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Let me tell you about the mattress outlet in Seneca. Look, 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. I see all of these mattress retail places all the time. They're always saying, well, 20% sale this weekend. That's crap, quite honestly. They're inflated prices by like 400%. So when they reduce it 20%, it's still 380% inflated. All right. And plus, it's pseudo choice. They have like 40, 50 mattresses in those places. That's no way to choose a mattress. Not to find one that fits you. So I'm giving you the best of every world. Go to the mattress outlet in Seneca. You'll get your mattress for up to 75% off every single day. The prices are extraordinary. There's no mattress place of any type in the upstate who can come anywhere close to the prices at the mattress outlet. Their professionals will guide you to just the right mattress for you. And with 13,000 mattresses, you're guaranteed to find your right mattress. All right. So stop suffering. Stop waking up with a bad neck, bad back. Stop it. Get to the mattress outlet in Seneca. You will thank me later. David, you're up first as soon as we get back. You can get in 654-7627. I'll be back.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
If you have to call a customer service number to discuss your investments, you should see what IQ Capital Strategy can do for you locally. Brian knows each investor has unique goals, and his multi-strategy active management strategy could help produce more favorable results for you with local customer service and personal support than you should expect from someone you're trusting with your investments. Visit IQ Capital Strategy at 735 North Townville Street in Seneca or give them a call at 848-CAPITAL. That's 848-CAPITAL. Capital. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial, and IQ Capital are separate entities.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
A healthy you includes a healthy home, and Zero Res Carpet Cleaning is committed to continue cleaning for home and business owners in the upstate. Zero Res takes pride in being able to provide cleaner, healthier living and work environments, and will continue to do so while taking precautionary measures to keep their employees and customers safe. Right now, three rooms of carpet clean for only $119 and a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 558-7300 or schedule at ZeroResGreenville.com.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
Somewhere else, after all, it was a
All tip to the road rage. Little Tom Petty, American Girl, Blast in the Past. David, I lost you. You can get in right now. 654-7627. You want to join the program? You want to talk about Mick Mixon and what he had to say about Carolina in the future? I know I've received a lot of texts and tweets about that. You can get in on phone lines with it, too. Let me tell you about Parham Smith and Archinold. Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. You know, Marona, every time I hear that, I think, wow.
Isn't that awful?
I mean, it's so frightening. If you or a loved one's been a victim of medical malpractice, you need the professionals at Parham Smith and Archinold on your team. Parham Smith and Archinold focuses specifically on medical malpractice and have handled some of the largest cases in the upstate. They have offices in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston, 242-9008, 242-9008. Parham Smith and Archinold, specialists in medical malpractice. All right, let me get back to this list from me. Barely.
From you.
Yeah, barely I did this list. Because, again, it is so seldom when I agree with any of this crap I see. You know, and it just seemed like it's so uninformed and so uneducated. But this list is golden. I agree with every single stinking word of this, which I'm not sure I ever remember.
Does anybody really realize how hard that is?
Yeah, impossible. Impossible. Five is Emmanuel Sanders with the Saints. I love this deal. I am in total agreement with this. I mentioned it earlier. I love the Emmanuel Sanders deal. You know, first of all, the 49ers gained significantly when they went out and got Emmanuel Sanders. You know, meanwhile, the Patriots screwed the pooch in not going out and get Emmanuel Sanders. So now Emmanuel Sanders is available again. And this time he goes to the Saints. And, you know, he was rumored to go to several other destinations. And Dallas was even discussed. But the Saints are a perfect fit for Emmanuel Sanders. It's a perfect fit for Drew Brees. It's a perfect complementary piece to go opposite Michael Thomas. I mean, and work in conjunction with them. It is an ideal move. And quite honestly, I view this move as like a chess piece move to the move that Tampa made to bring in Brady. You know, when Tampa adds Brady, suddenly there's some game pressure. The New Orleans Saints, with Jameis Winston at the helm in Tampa Bay, weren't the slightest bit worried about Tampa or Atlanta or Carolina or any of those crappy teams. They just weren't. They weren't worried about those teams. You know, their worry level went up dramatically when the greatest quarterback of all time replaces 30 interception guy. Suddenly, they have a concern.
30 interception guy.
Yeah, Jameis Winston. You know,
now he got division. his eyes fixed, so you don't know.
He'll be
30 interceptions next year.
No, we don't, but we also don't know whether anyone's going to give him a chance to find out because, Cam Newton and Jameis Winston, to my knowledge right now, no takers at all. Now, you know, he may not be... As I said earlier with Mick, it may be that these guys don't find an opportunity until after the draft when teams answer their remaining questions. You know, in other words, teams that are interested in a young quarterback may be able to draft the guy they want in the draft. If they don't, subsequent to that, they may make a move on one of these veteran quarterbacks. But as for now, it may be status quo until the draft. It may be that we don't hear anything on Winston or Cam Newton before the draft. As of today, that's almost what I'm expecting, just because I don't hear any chatter about either one of them. But the Saints, knowing now that they have some game pressure on, knowing that the greatest quarterback of all time has entered their division with a team that has some weapons, if you don't insist on throwing it to the other side, they make a chess game move, and they bring in Emmanuel Sanders. And again, I think that was a great response. It says, when New Orleans signed Sanders, I audibly gasped in a good way. What a perfect move. I definitely wrote this, Ramona. Somehow, despite... I must have been hammered when I did it. I don't know. No. Somehow, despite... highly limited cap space, the Saints found a way to scoop up Sanders and bring back former first-round pick Malcolm Jenkins to lead the defensive backfield. Bravo, Mickey Loomis. Agreed. While Drew Brees just inked a two-year deal, he's clearly a year-to-year player at this stage of his career. Agreed. So New Orleans has to be all in. Agreed. This is the kind of savvy signing that gives the 41-year-old the best chance to make one last run at a second ring. Sanders is the ultimate number two receiver behind Michael Thomas, who's the best wideout in the game today. And a healthy Alvin Kamara and tight end Jared Cook, and New Orleans offense will light up scoreboards once again. Again, we've gone through five players, Ramona. I not only agree with the order, I agree with every word that was said.
Can I say something I just thought of?
Yeah.
So Jameis Winston.
And you know, I'm like that Mikey kid. I hate everything. You know that old cereal kid?
So Jameis Winston plays for Tampa Bay. Or he's a free agent right now. But that's where he was, yeah. Right? So yeah. And Brady went to Tampa Bay.
Right.
So Jameis Winston goes to the doctor. And he gets his eyes checked, and he gets his eyes fixed. And the first thing he sees when he opens up his eyes is Tom Brady coming in. That's kind of depressing. He probably says, I wish they weren't fixed.
I hadn't really thought of it like that. But yeah, up until then, Jameis couldn't actually read any of those articles. He didn't. You know,
Jameis was bad.
Yeah, because Jameis couldn't read anything on the internet or elsewhere, he was probably immune to all this. He thought, man, I'm going to be back next year.
He didn't read anything.
Jameis is always like, no worries. You know, man, I throw for 30 interceptions, but I throw for 5,000 yards, so I don't have any worries. You know, I'm Jameis Winston. So he figures he doesn't have any worries, and since he can't read the fine print, since he can't read the internet, he probably had no idea. You're probably right. The first that Jameis caught wind of this was after he had the procedure done, and he went to the internet, and he suddenly found out that Tom Brady could be going to Tampa.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, that's an excellent point. Number six, Darius Slay, cornerback, Philadelphia Eagles, like this acquisition too. Howie was acquired, traded from Detroit to Philly in exchange for a 2020 third-round pick and a 2025 rounder, received a three-year $50 million extension with $30 million guaranteed. He says, if Slay played for the Bears or Packers, you wouldn't have to explain that he's a star, but he languished away on the one team that's never won the NFC North, the lowly Detroit Lions. He feuded with head coach Matt Patricia. In a related story, he's now an Eagle. This is the simple beauty of outstanding Eagles GM Howie Roseman. He sees a problem and fixes it. Philadelphia's cornerback group might have been among the worst in the NFL last season. Slay made his third straight Pro Bowl last year. Seems like a match. It's all about the Super Bowl in Philly. Slay gets the team closer to that obtainable goal. If the Eagles hoist the Lombardi Trophy again, they should build a statue of Roseman next to Rocky. Yeah, I agree with that. The only part of that is the Rocky part, but at least they finally put up a Joe Frazier statue. Did you know that, Ramona?
I know. Instead I've heard that story. He was steamed over that, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. Yeah.
Well, you got to admit, a statue of a fictional character
is utterly disgraceful.
Yeah, versus a real person.
Yeah, look, there is nothing on God's green sports world that tells us about how screwed up is a society that outside a significant building in Philadelphia, you would put up a statue of a movie boxer versus the real boxer who called your city home. He came from South Carolina originally, but the real boxer who called your city home, Smoking Joe Frazier, that's disgraceful. And, you know, and finally those idiots woke up to that fact, but way too late for Joe Frazier to know about it. He was long dead before they ever built that statue. So, and he didn't like it at all. He did not appreciate the total lack of respect for a real fighter. Rodney Dangerfield's that guy who always did that, you know, I don't get no respect thing.
Oh, uh-huh.
Joe Frazier's whole pro-life felt he didn't get any respect. He felt he was disrespected by Muhammad Ali. He was disrespected by his whole own city, and especially when they put up a statue of a fake boxer. Of a short little fake boxer, no less. You know, they put up a statue of a fake boxer. You know, I mean, come on, man. You know, yeah, so no, that was disgraceful. So that's the only part of this that I might take exception to.
So we did find something.
But, you know, the one... Yes, but the one notable thing in all this, and it's a theme through it, is, you know, he keeps talking about, in every situation, the brilliance of these front office people, and that's exactly it. You know, it matters so much who's in your hierarchy and what you do and what kind of decisions you make, and a bunch of these guys are really smart guys that are being discussed here. 7, Jack Conklin, offensive tackle, Cleveland Browns. I agree. You know, Conklin was on his way to being a Hall of Famer based on his early tracking results before he got injured in Tennessee. But it says how he was acquired, received a 3-year, $42 million contract, $30 million fully guaranteed. He says, stop me if you heard this before, but I love what the Browns have done this offseason. No, really, I mean it this time, he says. Conklin's a rock who immediately boosts both the run and pass games at Cleveland. Conklin, tight end Austin Hooper are not only great fits at their respective positions, but they add class, character, and accountability, and both will help Baker Mayfield immensely. This is no small thing as the former number one overall pick heads into a pivotal NFL third season. Don't sleep on the Browns. Seriously, he says. I agree with all that. I agree with all that as well. I think, you know, first of all, the Browns had no tackles. None. You know, tackle, where's the tackle? The Browns had no tackles. You know, the Browns still need a tackle, but they at least answered one of their tackle concerns in right tackle Jack Conklin, who should, barring injury, anchor that position for a long time for Cleveland. And the Hooper deal made great sense as well. You know, look, I said earlier, Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, and the AFC, my next team would be Cleveland. And Cleveland has all the talent in the world now. I mean, that's as loaded on paper as an offense can be. Now, again, they still need to address left tackle. But that's as loaded on paper as an offense can be. They have immense talent at running back. Nick Chubb is a superstar. Their wide receiving core is unbelievable. I mean, at least on paper, you know, led by Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry. And then their tight ends are now Austin Hooper and David Njoku. That's a great pairing of tight ends. I mean, Baker Mayfield, and I don't want to frame it this way because he had a great rookie year, really. He turned it over some, but threw 29 touchdown passes, which was an NFL record. Baker Mayfield better play well this year. He better play well because he won't have excuses this year if he doesn't. He has too many weapons around him. And again, I'm making an assumption they address that left tackle spot, which I think they will. The next move is DeForest Buckner, number 8, DT, Indy Colts. Says how he was acquired, traded from San Francisco to Indy in exchange for a 2020 first-round pick. 13 overall, received a 4-year, $84 million contract extension. Now, look, let's not kid ourselves. The price, really high for a defensive tackle, $21 million a year. But you're talking about a guy who was the San Francisco 49ers of players and coaches voted as the defensive MVP last year. Obviously, it was an incredibly dominant defense. The Niners had to make decisions as to who they would pay in a salary cap era. This is the dilemma that faces every team. They decided. And they let the guy who was arguably the best of them go to the Colts. So I like the deal for the Colts. It's expensive. It says Colts GM Chris Ballard didn't hesitate to trade a first-round pick and reward Buckner with a megabucks deal. No wonder. This cat is an absolute star. Buckner gets to the quarterback, beats up passes, and commands the kind of attention that makes life easier for everyone around him. I agree with every word of that. And furthermore, it's exactly the type of player Ballard prefers. Ballard likes big, physical, offensive and defensive linemen. So that all makes complete sense, absolute and total sense. Adam, I'm coming to you as soon as we get back. Don't go anywhere. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. And I'm not going to be telling you much longer. You know, we started with 118 residences. We are down now to at most 2 to 3 2-bedroom, at most 2 to 3 3-bedroom, and I can't even guarantee that. They may be gone. You've got to speak to Taj, and you have to do it now. There are some studios available, I know that for sure. There are still choice units, but this parcel of land is heaven sent. This is the best slice Clemson fans ever going to get. View of the stadium on the lake. You know, modified hotel services. You're not responsible for landscaping. You don't have to pull the weeds or mow the grass. I mean, the lake, the pool is unbelievable. The hot tub, the farm-to-table restaurant, meeting rooms, walking paths, fire pit, fitness facilities. I mean, 50-yard football field for families to enjoy, tailgating area. Go watch the video. LakesideLodge.com. You'll want to be in. Still choice units. Go see Taj. Do it today. Adam, you're first up. We get back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla has done it again. We've made the buying experience even simpler. Pick your new Ford and give it a test drive. Every new Ford starts at Ford's factory invoice pricing. Real money for your trade, then just add tax and tags. The best part, no extra added dealer or dock fee. Use that extra savings for accessories or an extended service contract. We're a small dealer doing it the right way for over 57 years. Shop smart, informed, and save. Shop us on EdwardsAutoSales.net or stop by at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking to put that refund money towards a new set of brakes? Let's do it. We recommend Duralast brakes. They're designed to stop quieter, and you can only find them here. You'll save more if you buy our Duralast pads and rotors together. They start at just $99.99. We can even deliver them to you next day. Just order online by 10 p.m. on AutoZone.com and choose free next day delivery. Free next day delivery on eligible orders. Restrictions at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Not good.
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com.